Because that's the way the Torah says it has to look. It means whatever you see in the world has to have a source in the Torah. That was number one. Number two, we said earlier that we need to find new solutions to the problems we're facing because they're new problems. That means you have to go to the Torah to find new solutions to these problems, because if there's problems happening in the world, the Makor is in the Torah. And therefore the Pitronite. Great, we have to go find the solutions in the Torah. That's what we said yesterday. The correct Ashkofas of Torah is that not because there's Gnovim that there's no Signoiv. Because it says no Signoiv in the Torah, there's an opportunity for a person to steal. If it had not said no Signoiv in the Torah, you wouldn't have been able to steal. Your Signoiv gives you the Bechira to steal.
It's not my fault.
It is your fault because you have Bechira.
Bechira was created so we could do all the transgressive.
But if it hadn't said Lo Signoiv in the Torah, you wouldn't have been able to steal.
Because you haven't been against Sarah.
No, because you wouldn't have had Bechira to steal. It would have been impossible to steal. No, that's not what we're saying. That's not what we're saying. You're right, but that's not what we're saying. Yeah. We're saying, yeah, that according to the stuck of a Raisa Baraloma, that means when Hashem looked in the Torah, it says, Lo Signoiv. Therefore, there needs to be an opportunity to steal. Had it not said Lo Signoiv in the Torah, there would be no Havamin of stealing, even with a Yitzhahara. Yitzhahara wouldn't have been able to get you to steal because there wouldn't have been a Musag in the world called theft. Because it says in the Torah, Lo Signoiv, that gives you the opportunity to steal. It says in the Torah, Kibbut Avaim. Now you need parents. You didn't need parents if it didn't say Kibbut Avaim in the Torah. The reason why you have parents is because there's a mitzvah, kibbut avayim, not because there's parents in the world and you need to look after them. Be nice to them, so Hashem schlepped along kibbut avayim. That's clear to think like that. Hashem was a stock of a race of Bara Lama. He looked into the Torah and then created the world, not the other way around. Hashem created the world, the Torah, 2,000 years before he created the world. The Torah was only given to Klal Yisrael then, but the world was built by... The world couldn't have come into being with the Torah not existing before. Okay. That's what I just want to summarize and we'll start again. Start new. Kol ha-dvorim ha-mischachim v'oilam v'oim l'lamud otonu l'izboinan b'toira u'limtsoi sa-chidushim hololu b'toira. All the chidushim that come into the world are there to teach us to go look in the Torah, to find the chidushim in the Torah that deal with the situation. That's why you have
the man of the hour.
The Yud Ches. Yesh b'nois and tam la'av yesh loshen ha-rashbam ba'koma the Parshas v'yeshiv. The Rashbam at the beginning of Parshas v'yeshiv says like this, in Breishis. V'gam b'remenu shleim ha'avi ami meir eina goyle shepirish Torah nevim v'ksuvim Nosen leiv lefaresh pshuta shel mikra. Rabbeinu Shlomo obi imi meir einai. That's Rashi, huh? Let's think about Rashi. The Rashbam was a grandfather of Rashi. He explained nevim v'ksuvim and explained the pshuta shel mikra. We know that Rashi came to explain pshuta shel mikra. Vaf ani Shmuel bar Meir. Chosonai zatzal. Nizkavanti imoi lefono vohoideli she'ilu haye loponoi hayetzarich laso is pirushim acherim lefi apashtus hamischadshim b'kol yoim. You know what Rashi said? Listen to this. You never heard this Rashi before. Listen to what Rashi's saying. It's noivrev nifla. You go home after this and say, I don't need to learn anything more. Vani Shmuel bar Meir. And I, Shmuel, the Rashba, son of Reb Meir, his son-in-law. Reb Meir was the son-in-law of Rashi, and he was the son of Reb Meir and Rashi's daughter. He told me, Rashi told me, if you would have had the time, the space, the time, whatever, Hayitzarich laso is pirushim acherim. He would have to write a new Rashi on all of Torah that he wrote. Lefi hapashtus habischachim b'kol yoim every day. The things that are machadish b'kol yoim Rashi would have to write a new Pirush Rashi on Tanakh every day. That's what he said. He would have the time, the panay, the time, the energy, I don't know what he was lacking. Hayitzarich laso is pirushim achelim lefia pashtas hamischachim bekolyon. That's not a, that doesn't blow your mind, nothing will. You know what Rashi is saying? Sorry? You don't get that. There's a question in that statement, or that's just a statement?
What he writes, that was from the day where he was living, or it's forever?
I don't know what he wrote is forever.
Yeah.
But he would have to write a new one every day. It doesn't bevatel what he wrote yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, every day there's new things in the world, and therefore you have to go look in the Torah and see new things in the Torah every day. I mean, the world's changing every moment. If we have to write a new Pirush on Chumash every moment to understand the new things that are going in the world. I don't claim to understand this either. I don't claim to understand what he's saying, but what I do understand is Moiridik. No, I'm sure there's depths here that we haven't understood, but just that the simple pshat is the world's changing every day. What you learned yesterday may not be relevant today. The reason why you put on tefillin yesterday may not be relevant to anybody. You have to put on tefillin today for a new reason. Everything has to be new. Eifer va'offer oni. You only hear a moedik of pshat. Avraham Avinu said, Eifer va'offer oni. Dust and ashes I am. So what does that mean? He thought he was a nothing. Chas v'chalil. Avraham Avinu knew he wasn't a nothing. You don't want to hear a pshat? Eifer va'offer oni. You know what Avraham Avinu was saying? I become new every day. What I did yesterday, I burn into ashes and I plant it in the ground and I grow something new tomorrow. A little Moshe Shapiro learned pshat there. You go find it in the prosuk. I'm really playing with it. The chiddush of Avraham Avinu is, I become a new person every day.
Each day.
Each moment. Like in fact, the Nefesh HaChaim says every moment, but okay, that's too much. No, okay. It's too intense. Not too intense every day. You go to sleep at night, you go to Afkid Ruchi, you give your neshama back. In the morning, you say, Modi Ani, you just got reborn, start a new life. Start a new life. That's for us. But he's telling you, Rashi, the Torah needs to be relearned and re-understood every day. Now, we know that. If you're still understanding Bereishis the way you did when you were six, that's tragic. You understand the braces like you did when you're six, that's tragic. When you're six, you understand like a 6-year-old. When you're 10, you've got to stand like a 10-year-old. When you're 50, you've got to stand like a 50-year-old. The Torah's not standing still.
That's not happening.
What? You've changed and the world stood still. So you're not part of the world?
That's good.
You're a microcosm of the universe. That means anything you change changes the whole world.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I know you don't understand what I'm saying.
Can you say it again?
Many times. I've said it 1,000 times.
If I don't change.
No one understands what I'm saying. What ever. I don't know why they come here even. Don't worry about not understanding what I say. I don't understand what I said. I'll explain what I'm saying. You're missing some of the hakdomas that we've said here many times. Just give us patience. One minute. You change, but the world stood the same. You have nothing to do with the world. You're not connected to the world. You have nothing to say with the world. You're an isolated creature. That you change and the world stays the same? It's impossible. You're a microcosm of the universe. Everything that you change changes the whole universe.
From my perspective, not this.
No, from the objective reality. From the objective reality, Shneur. It has to be that way. Because I'm part of the system. Any part of the system changes, the whole system's changed. No? If you're not part of the system, then you can change and do what you want. You're not affecting the system.
Only Jews or non-Jews too? Just
yeah, we're dealing with Jews. Yeah, we're dealing with Jews. It's an interesting philosophical question where non-Jews fit into the world of Tzelem Elokim. I don't want to go down there. But certainly Jews.
Right.
So that doesn't apply to us. Not going chreis nisht, but it certainly applies to us.
But the world can change and I don't have to change. That's for sure, right?
No.
If the world changes, I'm changing?
Has to be.
Okay.
Because you're part of the system.
So how can I understand the Torah the same way I did when I was 10 years old? I understand what you were saying.
You don't know how to do that.
I understand that people
still understand Chumash the way they were taught in Cheder.
Yeah.
They still understand Chumash exactly the way they did under there. That's a tragedy. Fine.
Yeah, it's a big tragedy.
Fine.
No, I've got someone who agrees with me. Finally, one guy agrees with me on one thing that I say.
What is it agree? It's true.
Mm, you can come more often if you want to.
No, that's a tragedy.
Yeah. We learned that already, Rabbi. You know, you get your kids a dalit and you want to learn something in Parshas Noach. We did that already, Rabbi. So anyway, no, that's another story. But the Nakuda, yes, you just raised a very important Nakuda. You said Shema this morning? You lied?
No.
Or you understand that it's all one? Everything's connected to everything else. If everything's connected to everything else, then anything changes. Everything through the system has to change. Nothing stays the same.
Changes or is affected?
Change, affected. What's affected? No, it's affected, but it stays the same. How can it be affected and not change?
Let's say you have, I don't know, a big machine. One cog over there breaks, and that cog's affected because now it doesn't turn, but it remains the same cog.
And in our system, it's different. It's a cog that can't turn now. It used to be a cog that could turn. You're talking intrinsically, externally. Fine, but Saturday, I'm not going, I don't want to go into it. That's not a sugya now. The vote is that a Kodesh Baruch was looking into the Torah and he's creating new things every day. Therefore, the Torah needs a new pirish. That's what Rashi is telling you. Every day, the Torah needs to be mafarished again, kapshuto.
So that's, if no one was learning Torah, no one's then there wouldn't be able to be recreated every day. That's why it's a...
Well, that we already know. If we weren't learning Torah, the world wouldn't exist. Don't see with learning Torah. The Torah exists beyond the learning. Yeah. The Torah exists in essence. Al manas lahamchish esa'oyma le'il, novi esasipu de lahala. Let's try and take some of these very abstract ideas and make them a little bit real. Lifnei Araba Kodesh Rebbe Itzkele Mi Peshversak. Petersburg, it's all the same. Peshversk. Zeche Tzadik Vekali Shilbroche, Agir Yudi Nitzel Asho, Vashalte Bafif. Holocaust survivor came to him, whoever this great Rebbe is. Rebbe. Madur beseid avinu malkeinu shanoim bim biyomim noirim betaynes tzibu nechpelu shnei ketoyim shelechoyre in yonim shova. Why does it take two things that lechoyre seem to be the same thing? Anoim avinu malkeinu se leman harugim al shem kotshecha. Do for those that were killed al shem kotshecha. Avinu malkeinu ase leman tvuchim al yechudecho. Seems to be lechayre got the same idea. The one is do for the sake of those that were killed al shem kodesh al kiddush Hashem, and do for those that were tvuchim that were shechted that were killed for your unity for your achdus. Lechayre mashmusim shel shtei abakoshos alo liyachas. This always bothered everybody. Yeah? When you say Avinu Malkeinu, you were worried. Why do I have to say this twice? I said it already. Yeah, never bothered you before this. You have to think when you're saying Avinu Malkeinu. Otherwise we come out of Avinu Malkeinu feeling like stateless orphans and we just said Avinu Malkeinu 1,000 times and we don't feel like we've got a father and we feel like we don't have a king. Why do I have to say it twice? Maduna likfulis oisa bakosho b'shtei l'shoynes. He's boina Rebbe Yitzel Zatzal. Regoim svurim v'oma lois yudi eini yodaya. Ah, that's always a truthful answer. Eini yodaya. That's why people that say the Gedolim Yisrael say things and they don't know what they're saying, don't know what they're talking about. Because if a God will say something, then it means he knows what he's talking about. Otherwise, he'd have said, I don't know. You don't see the Gedolim anywhere scared to say, I don't know. You find a person who can't say, I don't know, you never trust him. Because maybe he knows and maybe he doesn't know and he's talking nonsense. But when a God will say something, you can take it that he knows what he's talking about. Otherwise, he'd have said, I don't know. There are plenty of Psakim of Relashivs that ended with, I don't know. There are plenty of toises in that end with Tzarichim, I don't know. Well, Poshut, there's a kfira that goes around the world saying, yeah, the Gedolim don't really understand. So why did he speak if he didn't understand? They don't do that. You know what I'm talking about? As Amar Yehudi L'Reb Yitzel, Rebbe Yesh Li Tshuva. So this Yid, this Holocaust survivor turned around to Reb Yitzel and said, I've got an answer for you. Nu ma'utshuvas, what's your answer? Tisanen Rebbe Yitzel. Va'onele Yehudi, so the Yehudi, the Yid answered him like this. Kashyanin tunim tachas ha'kivush ha'germani. When we were living under the rule of the Germans, Yimach Shmom, הגיעו הגרמנים ביום בהיר וגירשו את כל יהודי העיר והוליכו אותם לשפת הנער דונה. When we were living
in Germany, the Germans came, they took everybody out, they evacuated the whole town, and they took us to the edge of the river Duna, wherever that is.
כשעמדנו כמה מאות יהודים על שפת הנער, לקחו הגרמנים מכונות יריה.
Everyone was standing lined up on the side of the river. They took a machine gun.
והתחילו לראות בנו ימין או שמאל. And they started shooting left and right. אחד ואחד נופלו כדוישים הישם יוקם דומו לאחריהם לתוך הנער.
They all fell into the river.
שם מוצא את מויסם. That's where they died. אני הספקתי לקלוט את המתחולל והפלתי את עצמי ללה לפני שגדו פוגעו בי, כך נוצלי חי.
I jumped into the river before the bullet hit me. A lot of people survived the war that way, by the way. They fell into the pit or into the river before the bullet hit them. I have an uncle who got out that way.
He lay buried with bodies for 3 days until he felt it was safe to crawl out, and they crawled out. That's how they saw straight away what was going, and they fell inside, and the bodies, and that's how they survived.
So he decided he's going to jump in, and he jumped in before the bullet hit him.
כך נוצלו חי, that's how I saved my life. אזי מסביע יהודי בהתרגשות. בני אירוסי זעקו ברגע האחרון לפני מויסי מזעקה הנצחיס. שמע ישראל, השם אלוקינו, השם אחד.
What did those Yidden say the minute before the bullet hit them?
What every Jew says before he dies, שמע ישראל, השם אלוקינו, השם אחד. היו חלק מהיהודים שעוד לפני שהספיקו לגמור את הפוסוק שמע ישראל, כבר נוירו למובס.
There were those that couldn't even finish the pasuk before they got shot.
Achelu achreinim ispiku l'sayim es pasuk at toimai.
And there were those that were able to say Shema and finish Shema.
Obviously, the ones at the end of the row had time to say Shema. The ones at the end had time to say the whole pasuk.
Chashavti oim ha'yudi. So I thought about this. Said this yidla.
Eli shenoga rishonim heim harugim al shem kodshecho.
The ones that got killed first got killed al shem kodshecho.
He must speak rak leimes amilim Hashem Elokeinu.
Shem Kodshecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shem Kodshecha, right?
They said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu.
And then they died.
Aval achreinim espiku kva loim Hashem Echod.
The ones at the end were able to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod.
Eilu tfuchim al yichudecha. They died on your unity.
On what?
On your unity, on your achdus. They said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, and they died. So he died al Shem Kodshecha.
And the others that said,
Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, died al Shem Yichudecha, on the Yichud. As the Rebbe Zatzal hitragesh mo'od mipirusha shel Yehudi, ve'ein av zol gedamo.
So the Rebbe started crying. It was mo'od taken away by the emotion of this pshat.
Ve'anisa kule l'neichech ha'pshat ha'chadash, shemotzu yadi b'seid avinu malkeinu.
There's obviously a new pshat, yeah? No one ever said this pshat before in Avinu Malkeinu. This never happened before.
It's a new pshat. A new pshat in Avinu Malkeinu. Shemotzi Yehudi b'seid Avinu Malkeinu v'amar lo pirush zeh yakad ma'od.
This is a very precious pshat that you've just said.
Achda, you should know, he said. Zu chidi sheyoichel la'alot rak b'daitoy shel mi sh'ayin noichach b'mamad anoyed v'kodosh zeh.
This is a pshat that could have only come onto the mind of somebody who was there and watched this moment.
This awesome moment that took place on the side of the river, if you weren't there to see it, you could never have said such a pshat. Rayon kaze shel afechad
No one could have said this pshat. Not the greatest godel could have said as a pshat if he didn't see this maisa.
But you learned Torah from the maisa. You took a maisa, and from that maisa you learned Torah.
Maybe that was not the original, but maybe that was the original author of the
Avinu Malkeinu had all the pshat in everybody was ever going to say in there. You know, there are about 70 reasons why Esther invited Haman to the Suda. You know that. The Gemara brings dozens and dozens of reasons. I can't remember who it is. I think it could be the Goyin says that she had in mind every one of those reasons. She had all those kavanas.
Umakan lin yoneinu. Sefer zeh v'klal ha'dvarim amurim bo einu dvarim chadashim.
Everything we're going to say in the sefer, and we mentioned that before, we have to be very careful, thinking we're making new Torahs, yachas v'chilin, and we're not saying anything new. Hakol kasuv v'besus al dvarim shenichtovim midoyre doyres. Everything here is based on what's been written already. Hatzagat hadvarim b'tzurosam zu, hiba b'chinas ro ma'isa v'niska alocha. Bringing them down in the sefer, the way it is begeda, you saw a ma'isa and you remember the halacha. Some halachas get forgotten for a while because there's never a relevance to them. Suddenly something happens, you remember the halacha. Metzias ha'chaim, alei niklonu milamedet etonu, habatim chadashim v'zavit chadashot shelo oiru ad achshav. The reality of life that we're living with today teaches us to look in the world with a different perspective, different aspects, shelo oiru ad achshav, that were never revealed before. Dvarim ravim mitchadshim u'mitbarim rak mitoich ha'metzias bo anu chayim. New things are happening in the reality of the life that we live. Hametzias megalelanu havonos chadoshos, new understandings, umashmois chadoshos, new insights, new inferences. V'kol ma shelamadnu rakshav, dvarim sharata lo yalem biur, things that we couldn't understand up to now. Kamo sha'amar Rebbe mipersh ve'zik zatzal, yesh pirushim sherak mi shayenoichach sham yoichaloyim rom. I mean, somebody who was there could say such a pshat. Toraseini Toras Chayiv. Kol Yehudi b'matzav b'chayiv v'yishim yoichal kabel tfunois chadoshos v'nimtzois matzav b'Torah Kedosha. The Torah is a living Torah. It's not a static book. It's a living Torah, and every Jew in every aspect of his personal life can find new understandings and find his matzav in the Torah. You know that when a Rav gets up to speak over Torah, everybody feels like he was talking just to him. You know why? Because he was. He's saying over a pshat in the Torah, and everybody hears something different. Klal Yisrael stood on our seat, and everyone stood in a different place because everybody got a different perspective on Torah. The Goyen says what the Malach taught you in your mother's tummy didn't teach you. Everybody got taught a different Torah. That means everyone's got a different Torah. It's the same Torah, but it's just what you need, your perspective, your reality of the Torah. How many times was a God asked a question by two different people and got the exact same question and got two different answers? And they're both Torah, and they're both true, and they're both 100% appropriate. Because to have said his answer to him would have been inappropriate. That's not Torah. It's hard for a Western trained mind to deal with this, by the way. In the East, I don't have a problem dealing with this at all. Multiple realities, something the East are very, very big on. But we've never grappled with them. We've always had to grapple with the West. And the Western mind doesn't think like that at all. It's not trained to think like that. The Western mind has a real hard time dealing with this. V'yoichel v'chayev, a person can and is obligated. Lilmoid min ha'teira ech litneg min ha'rotzen elokai laisis b'matzav ahu. To learn from the Torah, you need to conduct yourself in this situation. You go ask God of Torah a certain question, you have a situation, you don't know what to do, whether it's in business or family and whatever, why are you going to ask him? Because you want to know what the Torah says. I'm asking because he's cleverer than me, he knows more than me, and maybe that's also a reason to go. But you want his das Torah, that means you want to know how does the Torah look at what I'm doing now. No, so that means this perspective is in the Torah. What you're going through now in your particular matzav, there's a Torah for it. It's one of the gewaldika things when you see Reb Zilberstein and Reb Chaim, when you ask Gedolim Shalas and you're trying to think how he answers, you see how they draw it out of the Torah. How he answers questions, but and it's Torah. He's not making up new zachen. He'll show you the Torah with this particular question that's never been asked before. Is in the Torah. That's achiyuv. Who's the wise man? Somebody who recognizes the particular situation he's in. Every Jew has his particular space on the map in the history of the world. Every Jew has a unique tafkid. When Hashem created you, he created you with a specific plan and a goal, and no one can replace you. If you don't do your job, it's not going to get done. No one can do it. No one can put on tefillin the way you put on tefillin. No one can eat matzah the way, if you don't eat matzah the way you're supposed to eat matzah, that thing that happens in the world when you eat matzah will never happen. Because no one else can do it. Each generation, each generation has unique factors and unique tafkidim and unique goals that they have to fulfill. I think we have to stop the time. It's just not enough. When a baby is born, just get back to your original question. So you have dumbass.